We are different. It is part of the things for purification to the women. The men have their own, the women have their own. Cleanse yourself. Purify yourself. Jacob had a message. Go to Bethel and build an altar there, an altar there, and offer the sacrifice you promised. The first thing he did was purification. Put away all the strange. Anybody that will come to Christ, after you have given your life to Christ, you must undergo the process of purification. Church, listen to me. The process of purification is not Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. The process, what you need to purify you is not the gifts. There are given people that are unclean. What you need is the word. Thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I may not sin against you. Thy word is a lamp to my feet. It's the word. Cleanse them through thy word. Thy truth. Thy word is truth. John 17, 17. He offered himself to us that he might cleanse us with the washing of the water. By what? By Holy Ghost fire. By Holy Ghost fire. Washing. Anything that is dirty, what do you use to wash? It's water. And the water of God is the word of God. Okay. I read it again. Verse 9. And they made him please him, and she obtained kindness of him. And he speedily, quickly, take note. These things are there for our admonishment. And the Bible does not play with words. It said that the Haggai, the keeper of the women of the king, he said he gave her quickly without wasting time. All this nonsense, preachers preach, leave them to come. Then after some time, they will hear it and then, you know, take it easy. Take it easy. Let them come. Just let them come anyhow first. He gave them quickly. The things for purification. Quickly. Without wasting time. From the gate, as you enter Brother Assembly, they will give you the things for purification. From the gate there. How can you come to church and dress anyhow? They don't go to mosque dress anyhow. There's no religion. No religious place of worship in the whole world that you can go anyhow. Even the Muslims, before you enter mosque, you will do ablution. You will still cleanse yourself. You wash your leg. You wash your hand. Wash, even your ear. Wash your eye everywhere. Wash. If not, their Allah will not accept them. Their own Allah must be purified before you go in there. It's our own that we think we can come anyhow. The true living God. That evil angels cannot behold his face. Those by the throne have six wings. They cover their face. They cover their leg. Humility. They bow down. And all they are saying is holy, 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 holy. All they are saying, holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. And now, somebody is saying, it doesn't matter. We're in grace. If they know what grace is. Praise the Lord. We are learning a mystery. We are learning something here. I want you to catch it. That's why I'm stressing it. And I'll continue to stress it. And I must finish this message today. Hallelujah. Verse 10. Esther had not shown her people nor her kindred. Listen. Esther had not showed her people nor her kindred, for Mordecai had charged her that she should not show it. Why will she not show it? Church, listen. When you make a decision to serve God, keep it to yourself. Keep it to yourself. When you announce it, Satan will do everything to discourage you. When you make a decision to stop any bad habits, if you want that decision to be effective, let it be between you and you alone. Don't go and share with others who are still in that nonsense. When I decided to stop smoking, I made sure I was not a believer. When I saw the evil of cigarettes to my health, I said, yeah, now let me my mama get, I'm going to carry this thing, can't kill myself. I stopped it. Alu, how now? You get Rothmans? You get St. Maurice? Inside my heart. They are saying it by the window because, you know, those who they do part in the service share it among themselves. Even some of them even share stick. I beg, smoke remain for me. Then he remains, say, don't feel me, I beg. And then he will give you smoke the rest and go. Let's all die together. I will not die alone. Let us die together. I will not die alone. Give me smoke. Look, we die together. They will say, take it. I will tell you, I no get. I get small here. I said, make a call share with you. As I collect it, I will squeeze it. I said, God punish you. We will make her die. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me tell you this. It works. And shortly after that, we are in training. There's a particular type of training, we call it combat survival. They simulate, they drop you somewhere, you have to look for, you know, your location and come, and they use aeroplane, drop you somewhere, in one bush somewhere. They just give you a map and tell you to use the grid reference and locate your position. So before you go, they will search everything about you, search everywhere, to make sure you don't carry money, carry anything. But they allow only cigarettes. I tell you, cigarettes and matches. And fishing hook, in case, now by the riverside you find yourself, you don't know where you go. Temptation, that's what I'm going. We are going, and I have decided not to smoke. And they are going to leave us inside cold. And devil say, when you are hot, just smoke some cigarette. You know, it will charge you, you know. Amen. And everybody, how many packets you carry? I don't carry the thing, say, you know, they will do everything. They, free of charge, they dash me, my mate will dash me one packet of St. Maurice. I say, see temptation. I went behind. I squeezed it. I threw it away. But there was something else I did. I've shared it with some of you before. Maybe today I get sense of. This heaven, I go use that sense, enter heaven. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. No food, no water. They don't want you to so they'll search you. The belt where we wear, where you do the adjustment, the place where they're there, I squeeze some money, put it there. Your hands up, remove your belt. I remove my belt, and they hold the money for hand, they don't know.
Amen.
And so where they drop us finish in the evening, others, their eyes on the red, no food to eat. I saw smoke far away. That means they call you Ruga in Hausa. Rugam Fulani. Rugam Fulani. There are Fulani people near here. I say, yeah. I get money. That evening, I left them. I traced that smoke. Oh, when I went there, I saw it. It was a Fulani sentiment in that bush. If they had known it there, they would not even drop us there. But no other people saw it. And then deposited that money there and drank Fura de Lolo. Drank it full belly. I dodged, came back to the camp. Early in the morning, I went for breakfast. Fura de Lolo, full my belly. And the officers there, they are saying there is no food, so you are supposed to misbehave. They are looking at people who are misbehaving. Me, I will just come, cha-cha-cha-cha, anything they tell us to do, I'm doing it happily, happily. I didn't share it with any of my mates. Cha-cha-cha-cha, there is a secret I caught, and I must not share it with them. If not, they will spoil the show. Everybody will start going there and they will block road. So I stayed on my own. We finished at the end of the exercise. All the officers said they want to give award. The best behaved officer cadet is Officer Cadet Alu. Bah, bah, bah. I went there and I collect the award. Sense. Not be today, I guess so. To survive. There is sense for eternal life. Hallelujah. Don't listen to what anybody is telling you when you are convinced of salvation through Christ Jesus. Stay with it. At the end, people will soon know while you are on earth here, why you were behaving. Others are behaving anyhow. You are behaving. There is something you know they don't know. Oh, glory be to God. Hey, hey. Minister, don't charge anybody. Let the other prophets charge. You don't charge. Hallelujah. Serve God. You will look stupid. You look foolish. Wait at the last day and let's see who will get the reward. That's why Esther was told, don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody the secret of your spiritual survivor until the day everything shall be made manifest. Let me read on. Which verse am I? Now verse 12. Esther chapter 2. Now, when every maid turned was come to go in to King Ahasuerus. After that, she had been 12 months, according to the manner of the women, for so were the days of their purifications accomplished, to wit, 6 months with oil of myrrh, and 6 months with sweet odors, and with other things, for the purifying of the women. Then, thus came every maiden unto the king. Whatsoever she desired, hallelujah, was given to her to go with her out of the house of the women unto the king's house. In the evening she went, and on the morrow she returned unto the second house of the women, to the custody of Shashagaz, the king chamberlain, which kept the king's concubine. She came in unto the king no more, except the king delighted in her, and that she were called by name. Every maiden had a name. Hallelujah. Now, take note. They all went out. All the announcement was made. For God so loved the world that whosoever believeth in me shall not perish. Whosoever. I want you to understand the mystery why we have different churches today. The first church, Israel, is the first church of God. It is one nation. Israel. Salvation came to them one. But when they lost their opportunity, the gospel came to the Gentiles. So that you'll understand why when it came to the Gentiles, now it was only when the gospel came to us, after some time, it fragmented into different denominations. And each denomination is laying claim that they are the ones that will be in the rapture. Every ministry, heaven at last. Every ministry, I am married to Jesus, Satan leave me alone. Every ministry, the church of Jesus Christ. Every ministry, we are Christians. And each of them has his own name. They are all out, hallelujah, to prepare themselves, to offer themselves, to see who among them will qualify to be in the rapture. And every group believes they are the ones that are correct. They are the ones that are correct. Take note, I am saying something here, you may be hearing me for the first time. It will help you to know why we are not a denomination. Why the Spirit of God is calling out a group of people out of the denominational system in this age. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It was time for them to go to the king. And then the Bible says, those maidens, whatever they want. Are you understanding me? Not what the chamberlain is offering to them. No, this is how I want to serve my God. This is how I want to serve my God. And everyone, the way you want to serve your God, he will give you the pastor that will give you those things that you want to use to serve God. Those things that you are demanding. You want to dress anyhow. You want to dress like Nollywood, Hollywood star. You want to dress and expose your body. But you want to go in the rapture. I'm a Christian. Okay? Hallelujah. He gathered them. He even gave some of them a man that said, the two groups, you can come in. Modern parish and classical parish. Anyhow you want to dress, come. If you want to dress holy, come. If you want to dress like Holy Worcester, come. Just come. Anyhow, just come. God is a good God. Let somebody shout hallelujah. I don't call anybody name. Praise the Lord. I'm saying something deep, no matter how light I make of it. That so many people will be so disappointed. See who qualified. Verse 15. Now, when the son of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter was come to go in unto the king, she required nothing. But what Haggai, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women, appointed. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her. So, Esther was taken unto King Ahasuerus into his house royal in the 10th month, which is the month of Tebet, in the 7th year of his reign. And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. What did she qualify? She qualified because, hallelujah, hallelujah, just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and thou that bid me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, not my will, Lord, but your own will be done in my life. And that is a setting. So that you understand what is happening in this fallen church of this church age. 2 Timothy chapter 4. That's the setting. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, 2, 3, 4. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul, knowing this revelation, was telling Timothy, who was going to pastor somewhere, I charge thee, from verse 1, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. That is, when he says that you should exhort with all longsuffering, it's because he's actually telling him, don't be discouraged. Because the more you say it, the more you'll be discouraged by their response. Like what is happening in Pride Assembly here. The more I say it, dress very well. The more they dress, what do I use to describe it? You don't know what a preacher like me feels when I see somebody that has been long here. If you are new, it's a different thing. Been long here, and you put on those type of dresses, some of you put on, both men and women. And those of us who travel and we go to other inter-message churches. You see, Pastor Wesley was telling me there's a group of people in the message who believe that the thunder has been revealed. And then we here, I belong to the group that don't believe that thunder has been revealed. Then Pastor Wesley was telling me, he said, but when it comes to dressing, he said, their sisters beat all the rest, the thunder group. Go to their church. No sister dresses that you will be able to see her knee when she sits down. See, and then when we say, oh yeah, dress with long flow, this same group of people, this same group of sisters, share the same group. No, no, me. They will now go and tighten, you know, put the one way tight, then from up down, plaster it on their body, and even the shape of their pants are showing. Amen. And let me tell you, you know what you are doing. You are dressing for sex appeal. You are not dressing that to portray holiness. You are dressing for somebody to lust after you. You are certainly possessed. You know it. You need deliverance. You know you are not a Christian. There is no Holy Ghost in you one bit. It's evidence you are not converted one bit. Nothing like that. And they are the type that when we start to worship, they will run from the back and run front here and be shaking themselves in front here. You are not converted one bit. One bit. You are possessed. You don't know it. Will they see you now? There are some of you that the dance you are dancing, you know it's not worship. You know you are not worshiping. You know. You are coming to show off. See, mommy water they go church. Witches they go church. Prostitutes they go church, look for customers. It's customer you're looking for. Customer you're looking for. That's why he told him, exhort with all long suffering. Because you know, they will pepper us. The more we say, the more they do it. The more they do it. So he was telling Pastor Moses, let me write down for. Exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. This is why I am going, verse 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own loss, you see it? Their own loss, they shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. What they teach them in the churches today are fables. No salvation virtue in anything. To encourage you to remain worldly. To encourage you to continue your iniquity and your uncleanness. Nothing that can purify you because of the kind of thing you want to hear. So you have for yourself teachers. Pastor Rydon. In that group, they are that type of church. They take care of their pastor, eh? During his birthday, they dash him cars. They build him houses. They give him designer clothes. They sponsor him to go for holiday. They give him dollars. They give him millions. Pastor, after he preached how to make you a millionaire and stay on earth here, after they tell you, you are looking beautiful the way you dress, don't mind those fanatics. Oh, the thing was sweet, one brother. We say, Pastor, that thing you preach, it touched my head. I just said, let me sow. And they will drop some millions. They will heap to themselves teachers having itchy ears. Hallelujah. But what did the Bible say in John chapter 6? What did the Bible say in John chapter 6? They asked the Lord Jesus Christ. John chapter 6. Verse 28 and verse 29. Then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might walk the works of God? What did he say? Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he had sent. Believe on him whom he has sent. Hallelujah. So that you understand. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. A true chamberlain, a true preacher, has no other words of his own. The chamberlain knows the mind of his master, the mind of the king. He knows the type of woman the king likes. He knows What is attractive to the king? Ah, praise the Lord. First Thessalonians chapter 2. This is the way Apostle Paul put it from verse 1. Listen to that admonition very well. Let me take that reading. For yourselves, brethren, know our entrance in unto you, that it was not in vain. But even after that, we had suffered before, and we are shamefully entreated, as you know, at Philippi. We are bold in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God with much contention. For our exhortation was not of deceit, nor of uncleanness, nor of guile, but as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts. A true minister will not preach to please you. Verse 5. For neither at any time used we flattery words, as you know, nor a cloak of covetousness, God is witness. Nor of men sought we glory, neither of you, nor yet of others, when we might have been bothersome as the apostles of Christ, but when we are gentle among you, even as a nurse cherisheth her children, so being affectionately desirous of you, we were willing to have imparted unto you not the gospel of God only, but also our own souls, because you were dear unto us. For you remember, brethren, our labor and travail, for laboring night and day, because we will not be chargeable unto any of you. We preach unto you the gospel of God. You are witnesses, and God also, how holily, oh glory be to God, holily and justly and unblameably we behave ourselves among you that believe. As you know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you as a father doeth his children, that you will walk worthy of God, who has called you unto his kingdom and glory. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you receive, that is where I am going to emphasize now, note that verse 13. When you receive the word of God which you heard of us, you receive it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, what did you receive? The word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. The chamberlain was not telling Esther his idea. He was telling her the word of the king. They are well schooled. The chamberlains are well schooled. They know the mind of the king. They have instruction of the king. They were not just going to pick anyhow anybody. Only one person, only one of those men will be king. But there is a qualification. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord.